GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Thursday, July 30, 2026. Compiled Thursday, July 30, 2026 by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW, judybyington.com. Global currency reset currency exchanges to begin by Friday 31, 2026. Global reset in motion. QFS plus XRP plus NYSERDA structured payouts unleashed. With financial gain as a priority, the AMA, Big Pharma, WHO, CDC and FDA, in line with the Deep State Cabal Depopulation Agenda 2030. Judy Note, recently uncovered documents support that for financial gain, that for over 80 years there's been an attack on the good health of the people by the American Medical Association, AMA, Big Pharma, World Health Organization, WHO, and U.S. Center for Disease Control in coordination with the FDA. This massive and powerful healthcare industry has covered up benefits of body regenerative med bed technology, while pushing addictive drugs that degenerate the body. Such philosophy fit into the Deep State Cabal New World Order depopulation agenda. Long ago the AMA threatened doctors with loss of their license to practice and even criminal charges if they revealed med bed technology that regenerated cells of the body to where it healed itself. For 80 years, Big Pharma spent multi-millions a year lobbying Congress to block FDA MedBed approval. That is, until along came Trump and his July 2026 Executive Order No. 14263 that released regenerative MedBed technology to the general public.
Since the early 1900s, MedBed technology has been known to put the body in a healthy regenerative state on a cellular level where it could naturally overcome all illness and afflictions, including growing missing body parts such as legs, arms, and internal organs. These quantum healing chambers reverse every engineered illness, regenerate damaged cells, correct DNA from chemtrails, vaccines and GMO toxins, plus erase artificial aging markers in minutes.
July 2026, Trump signed Executive Order 14263, which ordered an immediate military to civilian med bed technology transfer under the Defense Production Act. Within the next 90 days, these regenerative med beds will be installed in 3,200 U.S. hospitals, with priority given to VA hospitals and trauma centers. Treatments will essentially be free for U.S. citizens under a new medical insurance program designed by Trump. Trump's global military alliance was also in the process of making MedBed technology available free to all peoples of the world. There were several MedBed centers already up and running across the globe. Saturday, July 25, 2026, U.S. Space Force authorized global deployment of holographic med beds across 4,500 subterranean medical restoration facilities. According to a recently disclosed classified military document, Project Restoration, Phase 1 civilian medical infrastructure integration, in the U.S. there were 14,000 nurses and 6,200 physicians scheduled for certification to run med bed treatments. In addition to the immediate installment of med beds in 3,200 U.S. hospitals, during 2027, the military planned to install med beds in 12,000 U.S. outpatient clinics, plus distribute a med bed home unit version for chronic illness patients. There were 840 med bed units already manufactured that were stored at three military installations. With most treatments lasting less than an hour, the med beds were said to put the body in a healing state without use of drugs. The medical and pharmaceutical fields don't seem to like that idea because of their likely loss of income. Even though MedBed body regeneration at the cellular level technology was first discovered by Nikola Tesla in the early 1900s, the medical field has done much to block MedBed technology from being made available to the general public. Just like the AMA, Big Pharma, FDA, CDC and WHO covered up VX medical issues, Byington Bombshell Report, AMA, Pharmaceutical, FDA, CDC, WHO covered up VX medical issues, silenced whistleblowers, before its news, before its news.com. For the past 80 years, the pharmaceutical industry has spent $374 million per year lobbying Congress to successfully block these very successful frequency-based therapy, med beds, from FDA approval. The American Medical Association has threatened doctors with loss of license and even criminal charges if they revealed med bed technology to their patients. Trump's Executive Order 14,263 signed mid-July 2027 changed all that. Trump's global military alliance has seized every Cabal medical vault and research lab. Mass arrests were planned for WHO executives, geneticists and deep state doctors who hid med bed technology for over a decade. 14 rogue geneticists have already been taken down in Geneva. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, Big Pharma proprietary patents were permanently wiped out, rendering synthetic drugs and controlled hospitals obsolete forever, while med beds became fully operational for select groups and then would open for free unlimited access to every patriot of the restored republic. See Daily Reports. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, Trump has secretly used Swiss intermediaries to negotiate directly with Tehran. Iran has secretly agreed to completely dismantle its nuclear program. In exchange, the U.S. blockade is lifting, but on Trump's terms. The U.S. will control the strait and the deal includes $500 billion in seized deep state assets that are being redirected to the U.S. Treasury. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, largest healthcare fraud in U.S. history, Operation Gold Rush exposes $14.6 billion medical scam. On September 11, 2001, two planes hit two World Trade Center buildings in New York, but three buildings fell down. World Trade Center Building 7 collapsed and with it some of the most high-profile Wall Street cases and financial crimes to ever be brought into investigation had all evidence destroyed. Building 7 was a controlled demolition. It housed CIA offices. 9/11 was done by CIA/Mossad/ISIS. There were no hijackers. Operation Northwoods. CIA/Mossad/ISIS is owned and operated by the Rothschild-Rockefeller cartel. They hate you and want to impoverish, control and starve you via their Great Reset New World Order. The USAID files will expose every NGO, front company, donor, associate, and individual against President Trump and the American people themselves. USAID has been a U.S. taxpayer money laundering front for the financing of deep state, Rouge agency operations and CIA-sponsored regime changes across the world. Even though a court order has been issued ordering access for the Trump administration, the Department of Justice has still been denied access to the encrypted codes of the USAID files. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, Fox News, $27 billion in Obamacare fraud exposed. Fake identities, stolen Social Security numbers, dead people getting subsidies, and 160,000 legitimate accounts hacked and altered. House Republicans say weak Biden-Harris safeguards enabled the massive theft. Trump admin is now removing millions of fraudulent enrollments. This is what happens when they dismantle anti-fraud protections. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, the quantum financial system release will create a self-deportation of at least 20 million because in order to collect money sitting in their QFS wallet, they have to be a citizen of the country. That means car and housing markets will crash, service industries will close among others, there will be an apartment glut and schools will close. Happy times are ahead. Julian Assange on Telegram. Saturday, July 25, 2026, Space Force authorized global deployment of holographic med beds across 4,500 subterranean medical restoration facilities. These quantum healing chambers reverse every engineered illness, regenerate damaged cells, correct DNA from chemtrails, vaccines and GMO toxins, and erase artificial aging markers in minutes. Monday, July 27, 2026, at 3:14 UTC, the United States Space Force assumed direct command of global scalar power relays under Operation Energy Freedom. 6,800 suppressed Tesla free energy patents unlocked powering the entire med beds network with unlimited zero-point energy. At 11:22 UTC, gold reserves went live as the fiat U.S. dollar was abandoned. Quantum financial system nodes synchronized across 209 nations. Trump's global military alliance has seized every Cabal medical vault and research lab. Mass arrests of WHO executives, geneticists and deep state doctors who hid med bed technology for over a decade accelerate. 14 rogue geneticists already taken in Geneva. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, the global financial reset locks in for America and 208 nations. QFS activates instant humanitarian project funding. Within the next 72 hours, Tier 4 Internet Group and Zim bondholders will receive redemption appointments. Med beds come fully operational first for these groups, then open free unlimited access to every patriot of the restored republic. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, Big Pharma proprietary patents get permanently wiped out, rendering synthetic drugs and controlled hospitals obsolete forever. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, the global biological reset sequence locks. Emergency broadcast system begins 10 days of full disclosure.
Starlink streams live MedBed healing sessions worldwide as martial law secures the final PENTG networks.
Elites face tribunals for depopulation crimes. Cancer dissolves overnight. Chronic conditions vanish. Children receive priority healing. Aging reverses to peak vitality. Humanity returns to original divine DNA design. Saturday, August 1, 2026, the lights return. Free med beds open in every community district. Nizaridge's Aura wealth and perfect health flood every sovereign nation. Cabal medical slavery ends. The age of sickness is finished. Freedom, health, and abundance reign under the restored republic as patriots rise healed, wealthy, and completely free in the greatest victory ever witnessed. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, the quantum financial system has officially gone live, marking the beginning of the greatest financial revolution in history. With quantum satellites now operational and military-guarded nodes securing transactions, the old system is crumbling. Cabal-controlled wealth has been seized, and the global currency reset is in full motion, ensuring a fair and transparent financial future for all. The shift to a decentralized, corruption-free economy is no longer speculation, it's reality. The world is on the brink of a quantum leap, and those who are prepared will witness the transformation firsthand. Nizaridge's Aura connected on Telegram. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, looks like Reno is getting ready to exchange. I have two contacts, paymasters, headed to Reno tomorrow, Thursday, July 30, 2026, marks. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, our military intel contact said they released everything at 3 p.m. PDT on Tuesday, July 28, 2026, to start the shotgun release of liquidity and notifications over next 72 hours, to Friday, July 31, 2026, for the lower levels tiers, including Tier 4B. John F. Kennedy Jr. on Telegram. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, within the next 72 hours, to Friday, July 31, 2026, Tier 4 Internet Group and Zim bondholders will receive redemption appointments. MedBed activation on Telegram. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, Bruce, the big call universe. The banks will be able to exchange currencies for the general public on Thursday, August 21, 2026. GNN, August 21 is Friday, not Thursday. Over. There will be 51 currencies that will exchange to a new rate, higher or lower. See daily reports. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, the Quantum Financial System, QFS, has been operating behind the scenes, monitoring all banking transactions in preparation for its full activation, Mr. Poole 2.0 on Telegram. The Federal Reserve is losing control. The SWIFT system is failing. This is not an accident. See daily reports. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, in spring 2023, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank collapsed in rapid succession. The mainstream media blamed poor management. They lied. It was a controlled demolition of the old banking system, Mr. Poole 2.0 on Telegram. See daily reports. Blackout warning, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Now, the 10 days of darkness are in effect. The world's communication networks are shutting down one after the other. Broadcast towers are silent, media anchors are disappearing in the middle of sentences, and major networks are offline. The controlled blackout phase has begun for the entire world. On several continents, emergency broadcast systems are ready. Global communication is now entirely under Starlink's control. The QFS and military alliance are carrying out coordinated takedowns of data centers, banks, and political networks connected to the previous regime while the surface goes dark. Every operation is absolute, silent, and clean. See daily reports. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, the real target was never capitalism, how the globalist trap was laid and the American system fight back begins, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, Gitmo awaits, largest healthcare fraud in U.S. history, Operation Gold Rush exposes $14.6 billion medical scam, 324 charged, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, Global Reset in Motion, QFS plus XRP plus NISA Restructured Payouts Unleashed, ZIM Dollar Redemption Exposed, Redemption Rate equals the amount paid for each ZIM dollar, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, Trump cancels tax on all overtime, bureaucrats scream, deep state bleeds, workers win. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, the Starlink direct-to-cell constellation has assumed absolute priority over classical ISP routing. The legacy broadcast networks, historically utilized to maintain human cognitive suppression through targeted ELF, extremely low frequency, waves, are experiencing permanent signal attenuation, Nizara Jazara on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, USED files key to internal deep state web. Electronic files currently encrypted from Trump administration gaining access, JFK awakening on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Wednesday, July 29, 2026, what is the Deep State Cabal Agenda 2030, official Julian Assange on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Out.